What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. So, let me see. When does this live start? Okay, I guess the live has started now. It's on and popping. You know, so shout out to everybody that's in the chat room. I'm supposed to start at 11:30, but I don't, you know, the earlier the better, the quicker the better. You know, shout out to the crickets in the background. They won't let me be great for some reason. The crickets just want to just cricket, do the cricket shit right now and just really be crickety right now. And I just hear them all in the background and it's very, very annoying. Whether it's nighttime, I hear the crickets. Whether it's the daytime, I hear the damn crickets. The crickets are just getting on my goddamn nerves. It's not a cricket. It's the plane going past. It just drives me crazy. So shout out to everybody who's in the chat room. Shout out to everybody who's going to listen back on the iTunes, on the Google Play, on the Stitcher, on the CastBox, on Spotify, on everything that you're going to listen to me on. Make sure you subscribe to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast on all streaming platforms. That's what's up. So shout out to everybody. So I got going simultaneously on YouTube and Facebook right now. So that's what it is. So I got this topic that y'all see today with all the madness going on with the whole Eminem versus Joe Budden versus Machine Gun Kelly versus Lord Jamal, which I just watched Lord Jamal and Rod Diggers on podcast responding with Lord Jamal responding to Eminem. I agree with a lot of things that Lord Jamal had to say in the podcast. And I don't like the fact that when you have an opinion and you're of a certain age demographic, you get called old and bitter. Like, what does Lord Jamal have to be old and bitter about? Like, bitterness comes from somebody who just feel like they're unsuccessful or they just didn't get they just due or they're just, you know, mad at motherfuckers for mad at people for being successful and shit like that. I don't get that from Lord Jamal. You know, I don't get her. I think Lord Jamal has definitely had big major contributions to hip hop. He's a part of Brand Nubian. So, you know, for that alone, he gets, you know, he's okay with me. And you know, Brand Nubian did a lot for me growing up listening to hip hop. You know, Brand Nubian was definitely a staple in my upbringing and with hip hop, you know what I'm saying? So I hate that when you a certain age group and you speak on certain things, you get called bitter. And it's like bitter is I don't know. I don't get bitterness from a lot of people when they speak certain truth. When you have an unpopular opinion, you always get called bitter. You're bitter. You're angry. You're mad. No, I just don't give a fuck about certain shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't give a fuck about certain shit, and I'm going to speak on certain shit. So I'm not, it has nothing to do with being bitter. It's just that I don't go with popular opinion. You know, everybody agrees with something, and everybody thinks something is something I don't agree. That doesn't make me bitter. That don't, you know, mean that I'm angry or mad. You know, so it's easy. See, what happens is that when you get called those titles, it's easy to write off everything that a person is saying because they're bitter. You know, they're angry. So you know they're angry. So there is no truth to anything they could possibly be saying because they're bitter. So, you know, you're a hater. You know what I'm saying? Many of us are just not sheep. Many of us just don't go with what everybody else, you know, think is good. You know, many people, reality is based off of their perception and what they think and not what they actually know or what somebody else is think or what somebody else dictates to them to be great, right, or the end thing. Many of us don't do that shit, you know, so fuck that. So, he don't come off as bitter. Joe Budden doesn't come across as bitter to me. Many people who are truthful and honest, they don't come off as bitter. And some of these individuals I know personally, and I know they're not bitter at anything. But then here it is. You here it is. You have individuals, maybe like a 50 Cent, who has an asshole full of money, an asshole full of success. I don't want to use that asshole term too much, 'cause you know, but he has, you know, he made a lot of money. He had a lot of success. He don't come off as bitter and angry to nobody. Why not? Because he fits a certain demographic that everybody likes with showing the materialism. But he come off more angry than Lord Jamal and Joe Budden to me. He always got an issue with somebody. So, but he don't. But he's not angry to nobody though. His behavior and how he carry himself, that shit is okay to people. You know what I'm saying? But he's always fucking with somebody. And if I had 100 million, like give me $1 million, I ain't gonna be in the crib making no fucking memes. I ain't gonna be doing none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be doing that shit. I'm gonna be, you know, I'm gonna be in the crib chilling, enjoying life, and creating new avenues for myself, you know. So, but look at how the perception is. If Joe Budden was materialistic and he showed cars and jewelry and women and money and all that shit, then people wouldn't call him bitter and angry. It's just that, you know, popular opinion, a lot of people don't like shit, but they're afraid to say that they don't like shit in fear of looking like a straight up hater. Everybody's afraid to be called a hater. You know, and to me, a hater is somebody who just, you know, they don't give shit a chance. They just don't like anything. They just be sitting back like, yo, did you taste that new burger they got out? Man, fuck that burger. I ain't eating that burger. Fuck that burger place. But yo, did you taste it? Did you go in the place? Nah, fuck that place. I don't want to go get burgers. I hate burgers, or I hate that place, or I hate the owner. That's some hating shit. See, some people give shit a chance and you genuinely don't like it. Me, Doggy Diamonds, I can be considered to be a hater. 'Cause I don't give shit a chance. I see your name. I know I don't like you. I don't like your music. So I just ain't listening to it. Straight up and down. If you have a track record of making shit that I don't like, I ain't listening to it. You know what I'm saying? I don't go on people's videos to thumb down their videos. I don't go on people's pages or whatever social media to leave negative comments. I already know that I don't fuck with you. So I don't put the time into letting you know that I don't fuck with you. By not fucking with somebody, that is not verbal. That is just an action. Some people say, yo, if you don't fuck with me, why you don't tell me? Because to tell you I don't fuck with you, I gotta fuck with you. I don't fuck with you, so how the fuck am I supposed to tell you? It's an action, it's not something that you say. And I always disassociate myself from people behind their behaviors. It's nothing you can say to make me really not rock with you, but your behavior and how you carry yourself is just certain things that I disassociate myself with that. And I think if we're cool enough, I can hit you up and say, yo, I don't really respect that, or, you know, I don't understand. Give me some clarity. But some people aren't, you know, there is no, you can't rationalize with certain people, so I just don't deal with it. So, with all that being said, I hate when people say with that being said, but I'm about to say that. With that being said, let's get into this Eminem thing. Now, Eminem is a white rapper. And you look at the title and you say, people will say, yo, why are you saying that? Yo, Eminem probably loves that he's white or what? No, but see, what y'all not understanding is that it has nothing to do with being white. Has something to do with being white and hip hop. I bet he wishes he wasn't a white rapper because his skill, his talent, and his contribution to hip hop gets overlooked because he's white by certain people. Like, he gets put in a white rapper category. he gets put in the category as you're only successful because you're white. So at the end of it all, he probably wishes he wasn't white so people could look at him and say, he's great. So imagine if you got, I'm not caping for him. So I don't want nobody to think I'm caping for him. But he does get more recognition for being white and rapping and semi-good in some people's eyes than he does just for being a good rapper. It's almost like saying female rapper. Some women don't want to be known as a female rapper. They just want to be a rapper. Why do I gotta be a female rapper? I just happen to be a rapper that's a female. So people will say, oh, you good for a chick, she could spit. It's almost like pun. Yo, for being Puerto Rican, he was dope for being Puerto Rican. And after a while, he has to say, well, I'm Puerto Rican, but why do I have to be the Puerto Rican rapper? Of course, I'm a, you know, celebrate my heritage and what I am and all that, but why do I have to be nice for a Puerto Rican? So at the end of it all, I know that Eminem probably like, yo, I wish people would look at my talent and stop saying, yo, he's nice for a white rapper. Because I know that he feels like he gets put in a category of a white rapper, and that's why everybody likes him, opposed to his skill set. Now, there's a lot of people right now that it's kind of cool to diss Eminem. So a lot of people have been doing it, you know, at this moment. But don't front. At one point, a lot of people was on Eminem dick. I never was. I liked the first two albums. I liked the first one especially, and I liked the second one. Then I think by the time he made the I Am, Whatever I Say I Am, I wasn't really feeling that. I remember, if you look on this channel right here, if you go on the podcast and you look at me interviewing Graf, Graf was saying how nice Eminem was. Many black rappers say how nice Eminem is. Rakim has said how nice Eminem was. Many people have said how nice Eminem was. So how does everybody go from saying him being nice to now he was whack from the beginning, or he's white and all that? He's been white. He came out white. Now, I'm not saying Eminem can't rap. I think he could rap, but his content I don't fuck with. I don't fuck with his content. Like the shit he rapping about, it just don't resonate with me. I don't fuck with it. But when it comes to skill, as far as technical skill as a rapper, he can rap. You know, when he hit them syllables and when he do certain things, he could rap. But the shit he's saying, I don't fuck with. So if he was black, he probably would be. I don't want to say Pharoah Monch, because Pharoah Monch is super nice to me. Not saying Eminem isn't, but Pharoah Monch is super nice. And I feel like Pharoah Monch is in like a class by itself. But when it comes to the syllable and the way, the cadence and the style, I think Eminem is a mix between Tretch and Master Ace. Master Ace, as far as the voice, and Tretch, as far as the delivery on many things. I think he's a mix between those two. You know, and I just think that he just wishes he wasn't white, so his skill, and people could just say, yo, you nice. So him being white is, it, even though we look at it as the white privilege, it's actually a handicap for him in the eyes of hip hop at this current day. It's actually a handicap, him being white. Because we look at him and we say, nah, I can't fuck with that. I'm not fucking with that. But people was really fucking with. And I am one of the biggest Redman supporters, what the album, incredible. I didn't like There's a Dark Side at all. Muddy Waters, incredible. But the new music that Redman has been putting out, I haven't really liked. That's just keeping it all the way, a buck with y'all. I just haven't really been liking that. And sometimes we just have to admit when some of the content that individuals are putting out, we just don't like that shit. I never said Eminem is better than Redman. I think Redman had he did something in the beginning that set a precedent for what I liked. But when you listen to Eminem's voice, his tone is very, very Master Ace. And the way that he delivers sounds a lot like Tretch. But this might be before some of y'all time, or some people just started listening to hip hop when motherfucking when Biggie, when Bad Boy came out and shit. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm not caping for Eminem. But the way people turned on him, I just think it's funny because his whiteness means something now. But that shit ain't mean nothing when he first came out. Everybody was fucking with that shit. And after a while, I was like, all right, this shit is fucking corny. Like when he did the Rap God, when he did that Donald Trump freestyle at the BET Awards. First of all, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I was like, what the fuck he doing at the BET Awards? Ain't this black entertainment television? What the fuck he doing? That's what I said. That's what I said initially. I was just like, yo, what the fuck is he doing there? So when he did the freestyle for the Donald Trump shit, I was like, that shit is corny. You know what I'm saying? This shit is corny. I think Eminem, I personally just think, I just don't like his content. Technically, like I said, he got that technical shit down pat. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of it all, when you think about it is many, one of my favorite white rappers is Everlast. See, y'all know Everlast from House of Pain, but Everlast was pre, it was a pre House of Pain Everlast. I always like Everlast. But people, Everlast was just Everlast. But I think that we're never gonna look at I like Everlast, I like RA the Rugged Man. And see, this is the thing, I don't like to say, I don't like to say white rapper. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to say white rapper. Because when I say white rapper, I'm more automatically gonna have a disconnect. Because it can't be shit that they talking about that I'm going to relate to, because we're from different walks of life. And then if a white rapper is too street or too hood, we ain't gonna accept it. You know what I'm saying? We gonna be like, oh nah, ain't no fucking way he's full of shit. He ain't really like that. So I'm just saying, like with Eminem, how do we judge Eminem now? Are we on some, he's nice for a white guy, or he got what he got because he's white? Or do y'all really think he's nice, or do y'all think he's corny now? Or did you ever think he was corny, and did you just automatically start liking him because of the hype? Because if you started liking him because of the hype, then you full of shit. You know what I'm saying? But you saying we overanalyze everything. That's what life is about, is analyzing shit. That's how you become, men and women. You analyze and you pay attention to shit. But I think that he wishes that everybody would just say, yo, he's nice because he's nice. Not he's nice because he's white. I really think that. Even when Eminem had like on a fucking do-rag and shit, I'm like, what the fuck he was doing on the do-rag on? Because when you look at like when you look at how a lot of white rappers come into hip hop, how they carry themselves, not too many of them come in like white guys. They come in like they come in urban. You know what I'm saying? They come in like some urban shit. They come in with like the hoodies, and you know they got the whole rapper starter kit down pat, the way they look and shit. And then after a while, you start looking at them like, man, this motherfucker's a white boy, and he looked like one. Like, who the fuck ever wanted to dress like Eminem later on? I never wanted. Well, I never thought he was, fucking, no fly dude in the way he dressed or anything like that. But he was wearing shit, like, what the fuck is this he got on? But when he had on the fucking do-rag, I was like, yo, what the fuck is he doing with a fucking do-rag on? Bro, you ain't getting no fucking waves. You ain't getting no waves. The shit ain't happening. They got some new waves now. Like if you fucking listen, don't come in my chat room talking about why y'all gotta look at color. We need to get past that. Fuck that. Okay, we never gonna get past that until. And then your name is Selena Velez, so you ought to be a fucking ashamed of yourself saying that. Why we gotta get past color when everybody fucking that shit is just the way of the world. Give us back certain shit, and then we'll get past color or make the playing field evil. I mean, even. Evil, yeah, it's been evil. Make the playing field fucking even, and then we'll get past color. And it's not like we're sitting there harping on shit, and now we're racist. The fuck am I racist? The shit I say don't mean nothing. I'm talking about hip hop, some shit that we started, that's our culture. You know what I don't like, right? This is what I don't like. And what happens in this shit? Is that I was talking to one of my homies the other day. And I said, yo, regardless, you gotta be who you are forever. Once a black person gets a little bit of fame, now you're the dude working at Trader Joe's now. And it's always a fall from grace for us. Like, you was the dude who was the man, homie. Now you ain't shit. But you might see Keanu Reeves on the train. You might see Brad Pitt taking the train. Nobody questions whether they fell off or whether they still got millions or whether they ain't shit anymore. But with us, we have to stay looking a certain way forever. We're not allowed to, black people's not allowed to age. Black people's not allowed to be at peace. Black people's not allowed to take the train. Black people, when you're in a certain spotlight, you always have to be in that spotlight. And if you don't be in that spotlight, you ain't shit no more. But when it come to white people, I seen Harold Ramis walking down the street one day. Harold Ramis was from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And did, I think he was in Ghostbusters. And he's just walking down the street. And I'm like, oh shit, Harold Ramis. And he was just, walking like everything was regular. But if we see, say, Malik Yoba, we want to talk about, oh, how the nigga lips was crusty, his sneakers was leaning and all that shit. And I'd be like, damn, we always kept to a certain status. We not allowed to be regular. Look at dude that was working in Trader Joe's. What the fuck is wrong with having a job? We're not even allowed to work anymore. And if you see me off camera, I'm probably walking down the street with sweatpants on and a hoodie, some walking shoes, exercising. Or I might be going past you on my pedal bike. That's just my day to day. So sometimes people see me and they say, could you take a picture? I take the shit like, yo, I don't give a fuck. I'm out here. I'm regular. But I think that we get put in a standard that we always got to stay in this mode. We're not allowed to let our hair down per se, and relax. We're not allowed to be casual in the street. The women got to go out with a pound of makeup on. They're not allowed to not have, they can't have a hat on when you black. And that shit is fucked up because we quick to say who fell off or, you know, Jaheim is walking around. Jaheim do look wild as a motherfucker. But Jaheim is walking around, you know, and maybe he's at peace. See, this is the thing. It's hard to find peace. No, we put that standard on us. We put that standard on us because we equate materialism with success. So if you don't have a certain pair of sneakers or you don't have on a certain hat, a certain jacket, a certain car, we ain't shit. Remember when I believe it was Kendrick Lamar bought his sister a car. Everybody was talking about the type of car he bought his sister, but she didn't have a car. You know what I'm saying? Like, why does it matter what type of car it is? She didn't have a car, period. So it has to be a Bentley. See, this is us. But you'll have, Bradley will be riding around in a fucking Honda Accord and nobody judges that. It's okay. Like when you with I take the mass transit all the time. And yesterday I was like, do I have something on my face? Because I feel like everybody's staring at me for some reason. But then I realized that the people who were staring at me recognized who the fuck I was. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, whatever. But at the end of it all, I'm about to kick somebody out of the fucking chat room because they talking some stupid shit. I ain't having that. Oh, matter of fact, hold on. Let me get them the fuck out of here. Because we not doing that. All that weirdo shit. Y'all going to have to find somebody else chat room to do that shit in because I don't even play that shit. I don't do none of that. You know, you could troll. You could do all that shit. But we ain't. When it shit start getting too weird for me and I have to look at that shit. Nah, you got to fucking go. You got to go. You know, but at the end of it all, I said something the other day. I said, sometimes your imperfections is what makes you perfect. It makes you unique. You know, it makes you unique. But a lot of times we keep trying to be perfect in the eyes of who? Who can you ever be perfect for? No matter what you do, somebody gonna say some negative shit about you. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you do, somebody's going to say this, that, and the third. Like, look at, yo, this nigga fucking Jay-Z. Everybody think I hate Jay-Z, which I don't. You know, Jay-Z is one of my favorite rappers ever. And he's from the borough, you know, so, but he's not above, pointing shit out about. People just, you know, are you hating on Hov and shit? Again, I'm not calling anybody Hov because Hov is short for people look at that as their God, you know. So I'm not calling somebody my God. You can be a God amongst gods, but you're not going to be my God. But anyway, Jay-Z is out here really dressing like Trinidad James. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. This nigga dressing like Trinidad James. Like, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. But at the end of it all, he might be comfortable. He might be 100% comfortable. But we say, look how this nigga dressing. Look at, he has to have a standard of how he dresses. But when you look at other motherfuckers, they be like, they don't have to dress a certain way. They could, you know, they could wear some, you know, wear whatever. And it's okay. Because this is the thing. We get called bums. We really get called bums. Black people really get called bums for wearing certain shit. But when I'm out in the street, I see white people walking around with fucking Crocs all day and shit. And flip-flops. And yo, it could be fucking cold as shit. And they'll have on shorts. Like jean shorts that they cut with a scissor and shit. And there is no standard for them. That's the point I'm saying. You know, so it's like we have to really, really stop putting a title on each other. Yeah, see, you see this dude right in here? This motherfucker been stalking me on mad accounts. I'm gonna get him out of here, but this is an individual who has been stalking me on mad accounts. Mad accounts. I have an individual who hits me up, and I'm gonna be real with you. I'm gonna say this shit publicly. If I ever find this person, even if it's a woman, I will punch them dead in their fucking face because they've been stalking me on Facebook from like 10 accounts, stalking me on Instagram. No matter what, they stalk me and say the same shit. I would really punch them in their fucking face. Even if it's a fucking a 10-year-old girl, I'd probably smack the shit out them. That shit is a bit much. But anyway, mad different accounts. Mad different. I'm talking about this shit is I wish I had to save this shit. Because they hit me like every day from a different account. And I block every account and they'll make a new email just to fuck with me. The fuck is wrong with you? I don't know if I finger banged your girl before. I don't know what I did. But motherfucker need help. Yeah, if it was a 10-year-old girl, I probably wouldn't snuff. I probably mush them. And some shit like that. Or just, do some shit. But anyway, like I was saying. So y'all don't feel sorry for Eminem because he white? I don't like that get the strap shit. I think that's the problem now. Too many motherfuckers want to get the strap. No, throw your hands up. But anyway, y'all don't feel bad for Eminem because people call him the white rapper. You know what I'm saying? I think it's kind of fucked up a little bit. I think it's a little fucked up. I think people should just look at him for whether he's nice or not. And, don't call him. Is Eminem really a culture vulture, though? Could we really call him a culture vulture? I can't call him a culture vulture because he's white. I can't say he's a culture vulture. Know what I'm saying? I can't say he's a culture vulture. I can't do that. Because I can't say. Well, I don't want to say, I can't really say Eminem is a legend to me. He did legendary shit. I guess he could be a legend, but I don't listen to none of his shit. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I don't listen to none of his shit. See, I have a iPod test. If your shit makes it in my iPod, then, you dope. All right, look, we have a lot of, white rappers. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of white rappers. If it's a white privilege in hip hop, how come all white rappers don't make it? If it's a white privilege. So I know some people believe that it's a white privilege, but there's many white rappers who ain't shit. What the skill does it have to do with skill? And I really think that it has something to do with, I think Eminem, I think he relates to white people. So that's why the white people support him, while other white rappers are more urban. Fucked up word. Well, that's true. They all aren't produced by Dr. Dre, but some of them are still dope. Like I said, I hate to call them white rappers, but, I fucked with House of Pain. House of Pain was dope. I like R.A. the Rugged Man. You know what I'm saying? I like a lot of, there's so many of them that are dope. I mean, Vinny Paz, dope. Army of the Pharaohs, dope. So how come, because see, at the same time too, right? I don't like Action Bronson. I'm not even like gonna fake it. Like, I don't like somebody who just straight up and down clone somebody's shit. I'm not gonna do that. I used to like Paul Wall too. But we not gonna act like Action Bronson didn't just take Ghostface shit. We ain't gonna act like that. And all that cooking and all that shit cool. I like your old Droog too. Your old Droog sounded, he sounded a lot like Nas. I thought it was Nas playing games at first. I thought it was Nas with his voice slowed down and shit. I really thought it was. But your old Droog is he's really witty with his rhymes though. Very, very witty. Like when I listened to his shit, I was like, oh nah, he's actually saying some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you know what's funny? And I'm gonna say your name and give you a little bit of fame. Kwame McMillan. Man, y'all make everything a color problem. It's always funny to me when black people talk about color in a way that's like caping. I always thought, I think that shit is funny. We didn't make color a problem. We didn't do that shit. We did, black people did not do that shit. We didn't start that shit. We didn't steal motherfuckers. We didn't kidnap, rape, rob, pillage people. We didn't do that shit. We didn't do that. It ain't lyrics all lyrics, because when you can't relate, it's black rappers. I don't listen to fucking Hobson. I don't listen to Joyner Lucas. A lot of his concepts and shit be dope, but I don't, it's just certain shit is just not my type of music. You know what I'm saying? I just don't listen to that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, yo, you know, it's about, you know, our own people. So, all right. So you said, but our own people kidnapped, sold us. We going to speak and let's speak on it, bro. So if, let me ask you something. If you and your girl or your boyfriend, whatever you into, is in the house and y'all have a domestic problem and you mush your boyfriend or girlfriend, pause, do I have the right to come in your house and mush your girlfriend or boyfriend too? See, this is the shit that y'all, that's so fucking stupid, because somebody do something to you, that mean other people got the right to do that shit too. So you, it doesn't make any sense. That's like saying, well, what about black on black crime? There's no such thing as black on black crime. It's crime. Is there a white on white crime? Is there a Asian on Asian crime? Is there a Spanish? Only term you ever heard with that is black on black crime. You know why that term was made up? So they could justify the shit that they do to us. And then, but what about what you do to your own? Get the fuck out of here. Watch the ID channel. Watch the ID channel for a fucking day. And you'll see crime. Motherfuckers putting goddamn poison in their food for fucking insurance money and all types of shit. But at the end of the day, I don't want to get into religious ideologies, and even we're talking about hip hop. Because I have a problem with anybody caping for other people that's not their people. You know what I'm saying? I have an issue. And I have an issue with motherfuckers saying, where the, because y'all quick to say kumbaya, kumbaya, with motherfuckers who don't say that shit with you. That's the problem now. I'm not saying hate anybody. I'm saying love yourself. Love your immediate family. But don't let people use justification for what goes on in your house or what they try to come in your house and do. That's all I'm saying. What you do in your house, that don't mean somebody else could come and do that shit in your house. Straight up and down. I mean, I think with Eminem, I think 50 Cent, Royce, and Crooked are taking up for Eminem, because I think he changed their lives. I think he changed their lives. You know what I'm saying? I think he changed their lives. So, you know, For the most part, I think, you know, I understand why they did that shit. I understand why they're doing it. Do I agree with it? No. You know what I'm saying? 50 Cent threatening to beat Joe Budden up and all that shit. I can't really co-sign that shit. You know, fucking whatchamacallit? Eminem is a grown ass man. He's not a little kid. Like, let him, you know, let him do what he gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't threaten to beat up somebody because of rap beef. Like rap shit. I owe you an ass whipping. Like, holy shit. You know what I'm saying? Holy shit. I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of it all, I think one of your mans fucking with transsexuals is more important than Joe Budden and Eminem. I mean, on some real shit. Because there's something going on in your crew that you don't know about. And that mean motherfuckers would look at you like you knew or on some funny style. I would be worried about that. I wouldn't be worried about no Joe Budden, MGK, and Eminem shit. I'm like, yo, hold up. You gonna have to tell me what the fuck is good with you. You gonna have to tell me. The phone call's out there, my G. You on the phone reasoning with a dude. You gonna have to tell me something. I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't care about no rap beef. Just you as my man. Like, you, what's really good? You gonna have to tell me something. 'Cause this dude is just out there like reasoning. I heard the phone call. See, I be trying to fucking like I be really trying to ignore certain shit because, you know, certain shit is like, you know, I be like, what the fuck? But this motherfucker's on the phone like, and what you gotta do is you gotta retract that statement and you gotta. I'm like, yo, whoa, 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 whoa. First of all, how you got this motherfucker number? Like, you really on the phone? And then when the motherfucker records you, how do they record you more than once? All you gotta do is record me one time. Listen, if you record me once, or if you take a text that me and you did and you make it public, I'll never fuck with you. So it's bigger than, you know, you want to fuck Joe Button up. You should want to fuck Young Buck up. Well, let him be free. That's what he into. But then me and Ali Vegas try to tell y'all about a lot of these dudes. We try to tell y'all. A lot of these dudes are sus. But the thing about them being sus, if you sus, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Do what the fuck you do. I don't give a fuck if you sus. That's your thing. I don't rock with it, but that's you. But the thing about them being sus is that they sus for fame, though. They became sus to get in the game. It ain't that they sus because that they like that. They not sus because they always was. They sus because they wanted fame and riches. That's the issue that I have with it. So if you willing to be sus for money and fame, because then what happens is that motherfucker be do some wild shit for money, fame, and all this shit, and then at the end of the day, the funny shit is that then it becomes their lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are selling their manhood, they selling everything to get fame and riches. That shit don't, you know. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. I will live with roaches and mice before I give up my manhood for some shit that I can't even look myself in the mirror for, or I'm not willing to face and be. Because anything you do, right? If you're not willing to be open and honest about it, then you shouldn't be doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be doing that shit. Like, at the end of the day, if you do whatever you do, then you should just be able to say, yo, look, man, fuck that. You tough. You supposed to be like, yo, fuck that. Young Buck's supposed to be like, fuck that. I like them women's men sometimes. But you on the phone copping, please. Yo, I want you, right? Because people gonna think, right? People gonna be, you know, with the perception and I want, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? This nigga really having a whole motherfucking conversation with a dude that's posing as a chick. Get the fuck out of here. But all right, but now let me ask y'all the tough question. Do y'all throw his catalog away now? Because say what you want, barring knowing those things, Young Buck is dope. Do you delete his category? I mean, his whole catalog now? Nah, some people saying yes. See, I don't think, he made a lot of good music, man. It's like what y'all don't realize is that, a lot of people you like get down like that. You just don't know it yet. It just don't, you know. John the analyst said the realest shit. Young Buck ain't learned from phone calls yet. Young Buck need to stay the fuck off the phone. I might need to see Young Buck and take his fucking phones from him and be like, bro, you don't need a phone. Know what I'm saying? You don't need a phone. You don't need a phone. Do not talk on the fucking phone. Cause anytime you talk on the phone, it's subject to get really, really ugly for you. Motherfuckers is recording your conversations. 50 did him dusty in the first place. Like, I'm gonna keep it real. I wouldn't have forgave 50 for that shit. But I guess he had to forgive 50 because he was in a situation where he needed 50. But it's like, I was wrong. I was wrong, Fifth. I was wrong. And he was crying and all that shit. And I was like, damn, that's kind of fucked up because at the end of the day, when you do talk to your people, you could get a little emotional when you want to rectify something. But after that shit, I'm telling you, I would have straight up been down. Niggas would be like, yo, what's my phone number? I don't got a phone. Straight up and down. Like, I don't got a phone. I don't do phones. Because everything that man say has been recorded and put to the world. And you went from crying to 50 Cent to straight up and down reasoning with transgenders on the phone about them putting you on blast. Oh, I know how to imitate people's voices. I wanted to be a stand-up comedian at one point. But yo, that shit is I mean, listen, just cause listen, Derek Butler, I can't agree with that because just because he got caught in a compromised situation, that don't mean dudes still ain't motherfucking street dudes. That don't mean people that don't mean the motherfucker won't shoot you. You know what I'm saying? They're still, you know, it's some tough motherfuckers that fuck around in the other way. You know what I'm saying? But it's I just think that when you project yourself to be one way, you need to be that way. And if you are another way, then be that way. You know what I'm saying? And my whole thing is, I don't give a fuck what you are because then I get to judge whether I'm fucking with you or not. The problem that I have with it all, and this is the most important thing that I'm going to say about all of this shit. The problem that I have with it all is pushing the agenda of this is what I'm doing for a record deal. This is what I'm doing for fame. This is what I'm doing to get in a movie. This is what I'm doing to get that role in a play. This is what I'm doing to become successful. I don't respect that. That's what I don't fuck with. If you are what you are, cool. But we not gonna be in a situation where people are pushing shit on you feeling like you have to be a certain way in order to be successful. I ain't fucking with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not fucking with that. And that's the shit like what Terry Crews was saying. You know, it was like, yo, this is what's going on. Terry Crews said it. Cat Williams said it. How the fuck we get from Eminem here? I guess the Eminem shit got played out quick. You know, and this is one long podcast, so we just end up talking about a whole bunch of shit in there. But how we go from Eminem to this shit? How do we segue? Oh, we segue because we were talking about 50 Cent, Joe fucking threatening Joe Budden. So there was a good segue. The segue was good. I'm going to get my sound effects and all that shit soon, too. Watch. I'm going to have me some nice gunshots and all that. Because I was listening to the Lord Jamal podcast. They had some motherfucking good gunshots and shit. I'm like, yo, I got better gunshots than that. I was listening to Joe Budden shit. They had some good gunshots. I was like, no. I got to get me some. I know some real burners. So I got to get some good gunshots. I got to get some good sound effects. And if people want to sleep their way into success, why is that a problem? That's what Lachelle said. Well, the problem is that you actually have people with talent that shouldn't be the standard for you to achieve success is sleeping with people. That's the problem with that. If you want to give somebody head to get where you need to be, cool. But nobody should try to make me do some fuck shit to get where I need to be when I actually have talent. Untalented people are the one. I said I just listened to their podcast yesterday. I honestly just listened to a few podcasts yesterday. But other than that, I don't really listen to people's shit. I'm going to keep it real with you. The Lord Jamal shit, and I listen to the Joe Budden shit, but on a day-to-day basis shit, I don't listen to nobody's shit. Keep it real with y'all. But so at the end of it all, you know, it shouldn't be a standard like, oh, you want a record deal? Well, this is what you have to do. Or you want to be in this movie? This is what you have to do. No, I think that that's fucked up. And I think we gotta tackle this whole culture shit, man. Cause I ain't gonna do it in this one. But Lachelle, I need you back when I talk about this whole culture shit. Cause it is a little out of hand. I ain't gonna talk about it in this podcast, but I need you back. You know what I'm saying? I need you back in this shit when I talk about this. Because I want you to chime in. But my whole thing is, motherfuckers not going to make me. You know, nobody's not going to make me do something that I don't want to do to get something that I rightfully deserve. Because I'm talented. That's the issue that I have with it. So obviously Young Buck has been. Well. We got to say allegedly. Because when we say that he did some shit that we didn't see him do. Or hasn't been proven that he did. We can't really put that out there on him. But so. Obviously Young Buck has been allegedly turned out somehow. Because you just don't. You know. Like. All right. Look. I ain't even gonna do it. It was just too, it's too visual and it's too graphic to talk about. I'm off this shit. The shit is some sick, satanic ritual shit, honestly. On some real shit. You know what I'm saying? It's really some sick ass shit. Honestly. It's sick. And I can't fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? I can't fuck with it. So I wasn't gonna keep y'all all day. So listen. Before I go. No, because I'm gonna come back later. I'm gonna hook up my shit and I wanna have some nice sound effects and shit. I seen I seen, you know, like I said, I watched motherfuckers' podcast yesterday. I didn't listen. I watched it on YouTube, and I was like, yo, niggas got gunshots. That bothered me. They had, you know, they had everything down. I'm like, hold up, I got a fire gunshot. I think I got a Trey 8 gunshot. So I was like, yo, motherfucker got gunshot. I'm mad at that. You know what I'm saying? They had good gunshots. I was jealous. I like the sound of guns getting shot. I really do like that shit. Like, I really like that shit. Like, when you're in the hood and you hear gunshots, it just, I hope nobody gets shot. You know what I'm saying? But the whole shit is, I don't want nobody to get shot, but I just like it. I really do like it. But I got a nice gunshot, and I gotta put my shit in. You know what I'm saying? I gotta let this shit be known. I think I got like a Trey 8. So I gotta let this trade go. It ain't no automatic shit. Revolvers was cool because there is no ballistics after that. Like, the besides the bullet, the shell stays in the gun, and you can, well, TMI. But I like revolvers. Like, one of the first guns I ever saw was like a 38 before. And then it was like a little 22 that my uncle had in the crib that we used to take outside and shit. And I don't want him to listen to the podcast and realize that we used to take his little 22 outside and shit. And them talking about this is like fucking 13, 14 and shit, you know. But shout out to everybody that fuck with me, that support me. Make sure y'all cop the tickets for September 19th. Shout out to My Skin Is My Sin Radio. Make sure y'all cop the tickets for September 19th. Next week, this is what I need. And I'm going to be real with y'all. If you're in the New York City area, the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Philadelphia, and you want to come see the Beanie Siegel shit, cop your ticket. Cop it now. Purchase your ticket now. The ticket link is right in the description box. Cop your ticket now. If you don't live in the New York City area or the tri-state area and you want to support me, cop a ticket and give it to me and I'll do a giveaway. I'll give it away in your honor, in your name. LaShelle, how you trying to do a little research about me? I predate all these motherfuckers. Everybody who you seeing doing podcasts and interviews and all that, they all got that shit from me. But I'm going to be humble. I'm going to chill. But I am the father of it all. I just didn't put my face out there. But look me up. Doggy Diamonds from the Come Up DVD, Forbes DVD. We talking about 2007, 2006. And I'm happy. Listen, I'm happy that many of these rappers who wasn't shit are able to find a second wind via podcasting. I'm happy for them. I'm happy when anybody could find a second wind and get their life back on track. I'm happy for them. I'm happy because it just makes the game elevate. And I got my own lane, so I ain't really worried about nobody. And I don't even feel like I have to be in competition with somebody, or I don't feel like that. But I'm happy. Just that some of them can't interview for shit. But that's another subject. I don't think they trying to be good interviews. Shout out, yeah, Thoughts Crimes. That is my family. Shout out to Sin and Prince. That is my family. Thoughts Crimes is my family. Make sure you subscribe to Thought Crimes YouTube. But yo, I got to get the fuck out of here. Y'all keeping me on here and shit. I got to get out of here. I got to eat. I'm trying to get back on my regimen. Eating correctly. Over the past week, I ate mad brownies and shit and cake and shit. I've just been fucking up. So I'm trying to get back. I got unreleased Nicki Minaj footage. So I forever got shit. But I can't keep talking 4 or 5 minutes. I'm going to come back later on. I want to set my... Oh, this is what I'm saying, right? This is what I want to say to y'all also. When y'all donate money to me, I actually take the money you give me and put it back into the product. So I bought a mixer and I bought a new camera. So thanks to everybody who's been donating. Thanks to everybody who's been supporting. Thanks to everybody who's been buying merch. So when you donate, I actually buy materials. You know what I'm saying? So that's some real shit. So what time? Let's say about 3:30 today. Let's say about 3:30. I'm ugly. I don't want to show my face. So I'm ugly. Listen. I just want y'all to know too, man. I know I be coming up. Yeah, East Coast time. I know I be sounding like I be against white people. I'm not against white people. I like white. White people are very supportive. When white people like you, they will make sure you good. I ain't gonna front. I give that credit. Motherfucking black people look at you and be like, fuck that nigga. I'm like, what the fuck did I do? I don't even know what that's about. Yo, I was walking past, right? It was raining. And I guess they was having some type of book club, right? And it was a bunch of white people in this bookstore. And that shit was fucking packed. It was fucking packed. Ted Kennedy, hold on, Ted Kennedy. You said, why when you interview people, you always put on dark glasses? Because I be up late at night working on content and I always have bags under my eyes. So I don't like to show the bags under my eyes. I had them since I was a little kid. So I wear glasses because of that. And when I record, I'm under a lot of light. So I put the shades on. It's a lot of lights. One day I'm going to show y'all my whole setup and everything. But it's a lot of lights in the room. And that shit should be bright. So, but anyway, back to the, topic. So it was packed. So I'm like, look how they all there supporting each other, seated in the rain. Look how they support each other. I said, listen, if I had an event and it rained, black people ain't coming out in the fucking rain. Think about that shit. Black people ain't coming out in the fucking rain. Rain, black people act like rain is the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? Black people really act like rain is the end of the world. If it fucking raining, oh, I ain't going, it's raining. I'm like, yo. A little bit of rain, you don't have an umbrella. Sometimes you getting in the car, you getting in the Uber, you how are you tripping off a little bit of rain? Said the bros don't want their weeds messed up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm out in the rain. I got an umbrella. Because you know a lot of black men don't fuck with umbrellas too. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that shit do be looking a little weird walking around with an umbrella and shit. But I was out in the rain yesterday. I was walking around. I did about 16,000 steps. I was feeling good. Me and my homie, we went downtown. I went to Trader Joe's. I bought me some They wasn't gala apples. They was a different type of apple. I bought me some seeds. I bought me some raisins. I bought me a green pepper. I was like, yo, I'm lit. I just left Trader Joe's. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling all healthy and shit. I'm like, yeah, I got some motherfucking Trader Joe's. I'm about to go to the crib. It's raining. We walk past this bookstore. I'm like, yo, oh shit, all these fucking white people in here. They all in this shit packed. But then the fucked up side to me was like, it probably smelled like wet dog in there or hot dog water. Nah, that's racist. Let me chill. But they were supporting each other. That was the most important thing. They was all in there. I don't give a fuck if it smelled like poodle, Pomeranian, goddamn Doberman in there, motherfucking Turkey Frank water, whatever. They was in there. They was supporting each other in the fucking pouring down rain. Us? Tss, man, listen. It could drizzle outside. Nigga, yo, it's drizzling, my G. I'm going to fall back. What? Yo, it's raining. Yo, you're not going to melt, my. You're not going to melt. It's fucking rain. You're not gonna fucking melt. It's rain. So I was very, very I was fucking feeling that. You know what I'm saying? I was feeling that. See, black people, to get them out, you gotta say it's gonna be some free liquor, some free food. And for men, you gotta say, unfortunately, you gotta say, yo, it's gonna be mad bitches there. And when you think about that psychologically, right? How do you go somewhere? Cause it's gonna be bitches. Think about the word. Yo, it's gonna be bitches there. Oh yeah, I want bitches. Who the fuck? Why would you go somewhere for bitches? You don't even say, yo, it's gonna be some, nice women there. It's gonna be bitches there. Somebody said, hi, me from India. Listen, man. My chat room is the funniest shit ever. Hi, me from India. Please say my name. Listen, I'm not gonna say your name because you can't spell and it's bothering me. So hi, me from India. No, I'm not gonna say your name. But your name is on the on gonna be on. This is what y'all don't know too, right? When y'all type something, your name is on a playback. So when you look at the screen, your name is on a playback. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I got in this Uber, 2 days ago. I don't know if dude was from Pakistan, if he was from Bangladesh. I don't know where the fuck he was from. But straight up and down, nigga car was warm. And if y'all know me, warm mean the shit stink. He had on I Wanna Be Alone cologne. Straight up and down. So I get in the car, and you know what it smell like? It smell like funk. Not the G funk, not good funk. It smell like some stink motherfucker who put like secret deodorant. And you know, everybody know what the smell of secret deodorant smells like. It smell like secret deodorant on top of funk. So I get in the motherfucking car and I'm like, yo, this shit fucking stink. He got on a whole bottle of I Wanna Be Alone cologne. So I roll the window down. It's a little cool outside. I roll the window down. This motherfucker turn around and say, hey, buddy, do the over there, I do the over. I said, yo. I said, what? He said, buddy, do the window. I said, yo, real talk. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Verbatim, that's what I said. I said, I don't know what the fuck you talking about, but I just know that I don't like the way this car smell. So if you saying something about the winter, the window, whatever the fuck you saying, it's stinking here, and I'm gonna leave this window down. So I'm fucked up for that. But I'm so honest with people. Like I be trying to, spare people feelings sometimes, but I be honest. I'm like, yo, the shit stunk. I ain't smell that shit in a long time. Like it smell like a like corner store during Ramadan or something like that. Like it just, yo, this shit. Come on, man. And I'm, I got on my own. What I had on that day, I had on my, cause I'm a cologne person. You know what I'm saying? So I had on my Vince Camuto, I had on, I need mods, so I'm gonna make you a mod. How about that? Let's do that. You a moderator now. Boom. But I had on my Vince Camuto blue. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, hold up. You a man calling me dear? You're out of here. You from India? You made me start, talking bad about Indians, and then you calling me dear and shit. You gotta go. But anyway, listen, man. And then he had the nerve. Like he turned around, right? You remember Mike Tyson punch out? You remember that mustache that curls up that the Indian dude, like the what the fuck was his name? Tiger? Damn, what the fuck was his name in fucking Mike Tyson punch out? Shit. Can't remember. But he was the Indian guy in Mike Tyson Punch Out. I'm going to look it up later. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's going to pop in my head. He had that fucking mustache. And he just turned around. I'm telling you. Yo, I ain't smell no shit like that. I was like, yo. Yeah, he had an Iron Sheik mustache. Facts. And he turned around. He had the nerve. Fucking Raleigh Fingers mustache. You showing your age, bro. You say Raleigh Fingers. So listen. This motherfucking... the Great Tiger. There we go. Y'all Googled that shit too. Don't bullshit like y'all knew that off cap. Y'all Googled that. But so he turned around. He had the Great Tiger mustache. He had that shit on his head. And yo, he was just straight up stink. He stink. And then he just turned around like he's trying to ask me, why am I rolling the window down? Because it's cold. You don't smell that shit in here? You don't smell this shit in here? Your car smell normal? It smell like you cut open mad onions with Brute, Secret, all types of shit. And just chilling in the fucking car. And you have the nerve to be riding people around smelling like this? I can only imagine what your crib smell like. If your body smell like that, no, don't remove Lachelle. What the fuck? I don't like when people, I remove people from the chat room. You could mute people, silence them. We could warn them, but don't remove people from my chat room. I like stupid shit sometimes. Sometimes I entertain stupid shit. I just don't entertain that fake trolling shit. That shit is corny. But, I end up talking for another 20 minutes. No, he don't, listen. Nah, it's nothing wrong. You love who you love. If you love Indian women, you love Indian women. But when they smell like Parmesan cheese, I don't think you should be fucking with them. I already spoke about Young Buck. See, y'all gotta fuck with me early, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said they wonder what I look like. I'm all over social media. I even got videos on this channel where I'm on the channel. So with that, right, make sure that you, this is the thing. This is how you can see what I look like if you don't know what I look like. You have to make sure you subscribe. See that? Subscribe. And then click the bell. Subscribe. Click the bell. So anytime that I put up a new video, you can definitely know that I'm putting up a new video. Even when I'm going live, you will get an alert saying, oh, he's about to go live in a little while. So also, make sure you hit the thumbs up. See that? Look at that. You see that thumb? Make sure you click that thumb. Yeah, click that. Make sure you click that. You know what I'm saying? So it's 12:30 p.m. now, East Coast time. I gotta get the fuck out of here. I got some things to do. What you mean just stay to 10 a.m.? It ain't 10 a.m. where I'm at. It's 12:30 p.m. It's time to eat. And I got some I ain't gonna say Trader Joe's Brussels sprouts. Well, I like Brussels sprouts. So I'm gonna eat me some Brussels sprouts. Relax. Get ready for the day. And we're going to come back and talk some more shit. I see y'all 3:30. I said 3:30, right? Yeah, I'm going to come back at 3:30. I got to call Beans later on. Maybe I could get Beans on here later on and shit. Maybe I could get Beanie Siegel to talk about before we go live next Wednesday. It's not going to be live. It's going to be an event where you could come through. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my 116,000 subscribers, soon to be 117,000. I work hard. I bust my ass. And that's what it is. So, I'm about to fucking get the fuck out of here. So, with that, I'ma holler at y'all later on. Y'all be safe. Y'all enjoy y'all day. I'll be back later on, 3:30. So, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you do everything you gotta do, because I'll be back at 3:30. So, let me go eat. get myself together, and I'll see y'all shit later on. And if you and you and if you're in anywhere in the eye of well, rather in the what the fucking word I'm looking for, in the path of the storm, with the in the path of the storm, be safe, be careful, make sure you got candles, make sure you get everything that you need to get. You should already just you should keep shit like that in your house anyway though. But make sure you get everything that you need to get to stay safe. So with that, I'ma holler at y'all later on. I'm out of here, but I'm gonna hook up my mixing board. I bought a nice mixing board. Maybe I'll take some pictures and show y'all and all that shit. I might put the camera on, depending on how I feel. But that's what it is. I'm out of here. Peace. All right. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.